Sergeant Bergdahl is reported to be claiming he was beaten, tortured, and held in a cage during his 5 years of Taliban captivity. He is receiving medical treatment in Germany after his release on May 31st, seen here in this video. The controversy about the Obama administration's actions leading up to Bergdahl's release shows no sign of ebbing. Republican Congressman Mike Rogers is chairman of the House Intelligence Committee.
This is a huge regional and geopolitical problem for the United States moving forward. Hostages are now currency in this war on terror. That's always dangerous for both diplomats, aid workers, soldiers in the battlefield. This was the wrong message at the wrong time, and we are going to pay for this decision for years.
Lawmakers of both parties have expressed concerns about the White House's failure to notify Congress before the swap. But Democrats say the Bergdahl case should not become a partisan battle. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid.
Opponents of President Obama have seized upon the release of an American prisoner of war, that's what he was, using what should be a moment of unity and celebration of our nation as a chance to play political games.
At congressional hearings, lawmakers are likely to probe widespread reports that Bergdahl abandoned his post in Afghanistan prior to being taken captive.
You jeopardize other soldiers when you walk away from your post, period and end of story.
In Brussels last week, President Barack Obama issued no apologies for his administration's handling of the Bergdahl case.
I'm never surprised by controversies that are whipped up in Washington. We have a basic principle. We do not leave anybody wearing the American uniform behind.
The controversy has dampened initial celebrations over the release of Bergdahl, who was expected to receive further medical treatment in the United States. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.